You're listening to the Marketplace Tech Flash Briefing. I'm Molly Wood. About a month ago, when lots of people started working from home, I said I was surprised virtual reality hadn't become a bigger part of our work lives and our lives in general. Oh, how the times have changed.
Yeah. Oh, wait, there was a guy right there.
That is the sound of my son dodging bad guys in the living room on our new Oculus Quest, which, along with most other VR headsets, are actually sold out these days, a combination of the need for entertainment at home and the release of a buzzy new game called Half-Life Alyx that can only be played in VR. Let's dig into this in Quality Assurance, where we take a second look at a big tech story. Addie Robertson is a senior reporter with The Verge who follows virtual reality.
After Christmas, there weren't really many Oculus Quests. Everybody was kind of waiting for them to come back into stock. The same was true for other headsets like the Index. And then the coronavirus hit right as they were supposed to be making a new wave of them. Mm-hmm. So they've gotten smaller shipments. But at the very moment when a bunch of people wanted to buy a VR headset, they just had not recovered and had not started selling them. And so now they're, in a situation where lots of people are trying to buy them, both because of the coronavirus and because Half-Life Alyx came out, and it's been really tough.
Right. I bought one, which I never thought I would do. I've seen a lot of people online talking about Half-Life Alyx and then just consuming other VR content. Do you have a sense that there is this kind of uptick in people actually wanting to buy these?
I think it's really difficult to tell, but I do think that Half-Life Alyx was a point where a lot of people who had not really thought that much about VR considered getting one. Mm-hmm. Anecdotally, there is a lot of demand that there wasn't before.
Now we seem to be at a moment when, you know, for example, a lot of people would love to be using this for homeschooling. If this shutdown lasts a long time, or there are rolling shutdowns, or there is a reluctance for people to go back to work in school, long term, do you think that this is something that companies could capitalize on, whether software companies or headset makers?
I think there's definitely a space to expand a lot of the places where VR was already being used in the workplace. Like, it's already a very useful tool for running simulations and for doing certain kinds of research and visualization. I think there's a chance that that could expand. I'm still fairly ambivalent about its use as either, say, a replacement for something like Zoom or as even a virtual teaching tool. It's still pretty hard to get these headsets. They're still pretty expensive. We're now figuring out that there are a bunch of kids who don't even have access to good internet and can't find a decent laptop. And so I think that we should be really careful about promoting the idea of VR headsets, which are even more inaccessible and difficult to use, as a solution for homeschooling.
Addie Robertson covers virtual reality for The Verge. That's all for today's Marketplace Tech Flash Briefing. For more news, visit marketplace.org.